In our previous year, we began a discussion about the Issei Yichud, and if there's a shear to the Issei Yichud, which our Gemara here in Masechet Tainis, it seemed there was a raya that there was no shear to Issei Yichud. But as we discussed and we proved, it is the opinion of most Paiskim that there is a shear to Issei Yichud. We mentioned a number of opinions, in fact, what that shear is. However, there's a very famous tshuva from the Maril Diskin in the Kuntres Achron, Ois Reish Vov, where he says that even though certainly there is a shear to the Issei Yichud, he says, however, there's a concept of Chatzi Shear, that even though one has not been in the Issei Yichud for the whole shear, there's an Issei Chatzi Shear by Yichud as well. And the Tzitz Eliezer, in the tshuva that we quoted in our previous shear, Chelek Vav, Simen Mem, Perik Chav Beis, says that when the Maril Diskin says here that there's a problem of Chatzi, that there could be a problem of Chatzi Shear, he said it doesn't mean the Chatzi Shear that we have throughout Shas. Then we know that throughout Shas there's a rule of Chatzi Shear Osim in HaTorah. Rather, what he means here, Chatzi Shear, is that if the people who have an Isser Yichud are together for the amount of time where they could come to Yichud, that's why Chatzi Shear is Osir. He says the reason that Chatzi Shear is not passable, is not here, he said, because Chatzi Shear is only said, first of all, he says, there are opinions that say that Chatzi Shear is only Osir Bamida Dachila, where if somebody, let's say the Shear Achilas Isser, Macholas Asuris, is a Kazayas, so Chatzi Shear says that maybe the person's going to end up eating a whole shear. Chazilitz Darufin. So it's only passable by Isurei Achila. But even according to those opinions, he says, that Chatzi Shear is not passable, is not limited to Mida Achila. Chatzi Shear is only where somebody could come to do the entire Aveira. But in a place where you can't come to do the entire Aveira, where, for example, he gives an example. Let's say if somebody did a Chatzi Shear of a Malacha, a Motzi Shabbos, where it's not possible that he should do the whole Shear on Shabbos. He did this Chatzi Shear the last seconds of Shabbos. Or he started the Malacha right before Shabbos, where it's not possible that he should do the whole Malacha on Shabbos. There we don't say Chatzi Shear. Or in a case where you could not come to eat a whole Shear, there is no problem of Chatzi Shear. And therefore he says here too, this Chatzi Shear that the Maril Diskin is referring to is only in a case where it could come to be a whole Shear. That means if a man and a woman are in a room in a home alone, even though it is their intention to be there only for, let's say we said in the previous Shear that the Zman Yichud is 5 minutes, their intention is to be there only 2 minutes, since they can end up being there longer, that's why there's an Issur Chatzi Shear. But if it's in a place where they can never come to be there a longer amount of time, the Shear of Yichud, then there's no Issur Chatzi Shear. Where is this issue most relevant? The issue is most relevant in an elevator. What is the halacha if a man and a woman find themselves in a place that they come in an elevator alone? So certainly, if it's not possible, which is probably the case in most elevators, that the elevator has to stop in less than 5 minutes, then there is no Issei Yichud. But furthermore, let's say there's a concern where the man and woman, the elevator could take up to the Shia Yichud. But if they press a button that will cause that the elevator will open before the Shia Yichud, and that can't be reversed, that means, let's say as soon as they go into the elevator, they press a number of buttons, and that the elevator will stop on those floors, and that duration will be less than the Shia Yichud. So even the Maril Diskin, who says that there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir by Yichud, will agree that here we need not be concerned. Why we need not be concerned? Because we can never come to the whole Shir. So if they come into that type of an elevator, if they come into the elevator, they should just make sure to press a button that will cause that they shouldn't remain in the elevator that amount of time. Or, there's another heter. If they're in an elevator that could stop on any floor, so even though they don't know as they enter the elevator, will this elevator stop on the floors before there's a Shia Yichud, or won't it stop before this, they'll reach that shear, still, that's not a yichud. And I saw that the Sharm Tzion Balocha and Simon Kuf Nun Beis Sif Kutn Vav, and so too Ramosha Big Satzal, held that if one of the Haterim for yichud is Pesa Pesuach L'Shus Rabim, that there's a door open and somebody can walk in any moment, so the chances of somebody walking into someone's house, even if the door is open, are certainly not as significant as the chances of the elevator opening up on the floor that you don't know. We have no way of knowing if this elevator is going to stop, if it has the ability to stop on the various floors before one is in the elevator for the Shia Yichud. And in those circumstances, Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun Zatzal, Rav Moshe Big Zatzal, say that there is no Issa Yichud. This Maril Diskin that we just quoted is actually discussed by Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in his Haskama to the Sefer Dvar Halacha. And even though he says that we follow the opinion of the Maril Diskin, and that there is a din of Chatzi Shir by Yichud, he says, in a situation where they can't come to Issa Yichud Deraisa, there is, even the Maril Diskin will agree that there is no Isser, that there is no Isser Yichud. It's interesting that he discusses another interesting situation. What would be the halacha, he says, that if a man and a woman were b'yichud, and they thought they were over yichud, but there were really other people there, so as far as they're concerned, they were over yichud. But in reality, they weren't over issa yichud because there were other people there. So he compares it to someone who niskaven lechel bosa chazir for all the biyada bosa tle, that somebody meant to eat something non-kosher and ended up eating something kosher, there is no yichud. And therefore, but he does say that, let's say there's a situation where a man and a woman are biyichud, and the man knows, or the woman knows, that she's not really violating the Issa Yichud, because it's Bala Be'ir, her husband is in the city, Ishta Mishamatai, his wife is nearby, but only the man knows about that, or only the woman knows about that. So even though there is no Issa Yichud, still, the halach is that the right thing to do is that the one or the other should notify the other person that, don't worry about the Issa Yichud because my wife is nearby, my husband is nearby. Based on this understanding that the Issa Yichud is, as we learned in our previous shiur, only because of bia, the opinion of most paiskim. And furthermore, this yichud is only in a situation where one can come indeed to do a maisa aveira. So the tzitz Eliezer in that tshuva comes up with a very interesting kula. He says that if so, a man who's impotent and is impossible to have relations, such a man, there is no issa yichud on. And the question, of course, comes up quite often. Unfortunately, if there are men who are not well and need to have a nurse care for them, could they have a nurse live with them, and the nurse is a woman, is there a problem of yichud? And the Tzitz Eliezer takes a lenient approach, because he says, as he's been saying, that the entire issa yichud is only because of bia, and in a situation where bia is not possible, there is no issa yichud. Reb Moshe as well discusses such a circumstance in the tshuva in Agros Moshe, Chelek Dalet Evan Ezer, Simen Samach Hei, Sif Yud. Reb Moshe, first of all, this says it's not 100% clear when we could be sure that a person is to the degree of impotence that we could be certain is unable to have bia. That's one concern Reb Moshe raises. Another concern Reb Moshe raises is that once Chazal asered yichud, so even though the reason for yichud doesn't apply by a man who's impotent, but once Chazal said it's usur under all circumstances, and we can't start differentiating and analyzing what is the status of any specific man. La'alocha Reb Moshe doesn't seem to want to be makel by yichud, by a man who's impotent. It seems that only if it's yichud de Rabbanon, there Reb Moshe would be more, Reb Moshe may be lenient. But when it's a situation of yichud de Raisa, it doesn't seem that Reb Moshe is prepared to be lenient. Although, as we've quoted these paiskim that we've mentioned in our shir, that say that the issa yichud is because of bia, and therefore there is no problem of yichud, that there is a shir to yichud, and not only is there a shir to yichud, we learned that even according to the opinions that hold that there's a chotz, that there's an iser of chotzi shir by yichud, in a place where you can't come to the shir, as we've discussed, in an elevator, we've said that these paiskim, meaning Reb Moshe, the Miches Yitzchak, the Tzitz Eliezer, are all lenient. There are, however, paiskim that take a stricter approach. The Shaila of Tshuvos Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, seems to be machmer. He himself recognizes that there are going to be those that disagree with him, and then he says, and therefore he says, although I'm machmer, I recognize that there are many paiskim that are makel, and in fact he says perhaps mutav shei shayigin val yehei mezidin. It seems as well that the Shaila of Tshuvos Chelkas Yaakov in Chelek Evan Ezer Simen Samach Hei also wants to take a more stricter approach. And the Shaila of Tshuvos, and this is really all based, as we look in the Shaila of Tshuvos B'Tzela Chochma, Chelek Dalid Simen Ayin, where he, although at the beginning of the tshuva, brings rayas that the issa yichud is because of bia, and in a situation where bia is not passable, or that's why there is a shir to the issa yichud, then he says that it's very possible that the issa yichud is not only because of bia, that the issa yichud is because of either chibuk v'nishuk, that's one concern he has, or the other concern he has is that even if under these circumstances, because they don't have the shear, they won't come to be able to do bia, but if they're going to be secluded, they're going to be able in the future to come to do something wrong. And therefore, he says, even if we'll say that the shir yichud, that the iser yichud, is, as we brought rayas in our previous shir, is because of bia, it could well be, he says, that it doesn't have to be that the bia takes place during this maisi yichud. Even if the bia will be during a next maisi yichud, that also makes that this yichud is a situation of yichud because of bia. And therefore, he says that yichud has no shear, and therefore, even being in an elevator for the smallest amount of time would be also because of yichud. It could well, however, be, interestingly enough, that according that the Betzalel Chachma, who's take, and the other Paiskim, who we just quoted, that take this stricter approach, may agree, may be more willing to be lenient by a person who can't do B at all. Because it seems that their concern is that they're essentially agreeing that the Issa Yichud is because of Bia. But it doesn't have to be now, it could be in the future. But in a situation where Bia can never take place, could be that they would agree that one could be lenient. The Shalos Tshuvos, Mishnah Halachos, and Chelek Vav, Simen Reish Chav Zayin, clearly seems to agree that the Issa Yichud is because of Bia, and therefore he says that in an elevator there is no Issa Yichud, but he says that Chazal teach us harchek minakir umedoymeloy. A person should be careful to stay away from something that looks inappropriate. In fact, I saw that even the Tzitz Eliezer that we've quoted so extensively in our shiurim, taking a more lenient approach, agrees that when there's a makam chshad, that let's say there's a man and a woman together, and he's impotent, but the world doesn't know that he unfortunately has this issue. So he says that we have to be concerned for chshad, and there's an issa yichud. Here too, says Rabbi Nasha Klein Zitzal, harchek minakir u'minadoymeloy. Just like he says, the Gemara Masechta Nazir says regarding the Nazir, schar schar amrina l'nazira l'karba l'sikrav. That even when there is no issa involved, someone should stay away from something that's mutter, that chas v'sholem, he shouldn't come to do something that's usur. And he says a person who's careful in all his activities, even if halachically they're permissible, but he tries to be careful to do above and beyond, to stay away from doing anything that could be inappropriate, kadosh shamilai, indeed such a person, kadosh, is considered a holy person.